This is The Gente Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Christina Beta. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, a proud Latina, third generation Mexican-American here.
Thank you. Could you share about your childhood and the area that you grew up in Tucson?
I grew up in called the Bravo Park Estates. It's an old community that was built in the 70s off of Park and Irvington. I grew up and it was my childhood home. I went to kindergarten through high school from that area, Van Buskirk Elementary School, Utterback Middle School, and then to Pueblo High School. So I grew up and played with a lot of the same people through all of those years that I even graduated from high school with. My mom still lives in that neighborhood, so that's our home base. And for all my sisters and my brother, that's where we go and still connect with our family and our friends.
Oh, how fascinating to have that sense of community through your friends and your family. Christine, how do you describe your identity?
I'm a proud Latina. I'm third generation here. I'm a kind of a different generation, and I don't know that we're always represented because I grew up speaking English first, because my mom would get, when she was growing up, she grew up speaking Spanish. So she used to get in trouble for speaking Spanish in school. So as she raised us as third generation, she thought it would be to our advantage to speak English and to speak it fluently and clearly. As Spanish as my second language, I feel like there are a whole generation of us that are still very proud. We're Mexican, we're American, we identify with both of our cultures, and I'm proud of that.
How does your identity integrate in the Tucson community?
Here I own Hermosa Salon, and I feel like we've created this environment for people who are, I mean, not just Latinas or Mexicans, but I feel like we've never had this unique environment to be able to connect people to quality services and a place that they feel comfortable and proud of. I know our culture, we're such a proud culture. We love nice things. We love the best of everything. We want the best of everything. I feel like I'm able to create that and give that to people here in our environment.
Could you share more details? So tell us more about your creativity aspect in your profession. I found very fascinating the way that you were describing, you know, that you are a business owner, but also you are a creativity person.
Absolutely. We're artists. We're also, where I call us, I refer to myself as a therapist, because not only do we make you look and feel great, we help each other, we guide each other. People share very intimate information with us when we're styling them and getting them glammed up, things that they're going through in their lives. And it's mostly women, but we serve men and children as well. But when we're sitting here, we really get to know each other and guide each other through our situations. I say I'm a therapist, but I also am the receiving end, because I have a lot of people whose life's experience helped me through my situations. We build great bonds, and we're a safe place. We build lasting, trustworthy relationships. So I feel very proud of that, and I feel very proud of our team that also has that same ethic, and that they are proud to be able to serve, but also to also be that listening ear, provide that guidance and support to all of our guests who come to us.
Thank you so much for sharing your story tonight.
Thank you for having me, Nadia.
This has been The Gente Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.